Behar, stop claiming you are pro-life if you are pro-R15s in the hands of racist young men. By Pam Kee on May 16, 2022. Joy Behar told her co-hosts Monday on ABC's The View that people should stop saying they are pro-life if they were pro-R15s in racist hands. Co-host Anna Navarro said, I want to read the tweet that Liz Cheney wrote today because I echo this. And every Republican with a conscience should be saying the same. The House GOP leadership has enabled white nationalism, white supremacy, and anti-Semitism. History has taught us that what begins with words ends in far worse. The GOP leaders must renounce and reject these views and those who hold them. Kevin McCarthy, I'm waiting for you. Behar said, can I just say one thing? You know, it's about white supremacy, absolutely. It's also about, and I've said it before 2 minutes ago, it's about gun proliferation. Stop saying that you are pro-life if you are pee in the hands of young men that have wild ideas and racist theories in their heads. That are listening to people like this, Elise Stefanik. We're all looking at you, Elise. You know, somebody on Twitter said all of your staff should quit now. People, we're warning you because it's only going to get worse. Quit now. Hostin said, yeah. You know, I think to Anna's point, we need to point fingers. And we had Elise Stefanik, whose spokesperson also said, it was a senior advisor for Elise Stefanik, I have a legal note. A senior advisor for Representative Elise Stefanik said in a statement that despite sickening and false reporting, the Congresswoman has never advocated for any racist position. Behar said, oh, please. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.